You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we praise you and exalt you today in your holy name. Lord, in awe, we draw close to you and listen for your voice through your word. Speak to us now through your word into our hearts. Lead us and guide us. Equip us for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're in a study in Acts chapter 2. Prior to getting started, let me give you some more info on this ministry. This program is called WGOD Radio. Now, being a radio man here, been in radio almost 20 years now, I'd love to own my own radio station. And if I did, I would love the call letters to be WGOD. The only problem is, you know, only one person's allowed to have those. And the radio station in the Virgin Islands, which officially is part of the USA, has that WGOD radio. But you see, the point is that God is always broadcasting. He broadcasts 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All you have to do is tune into his frequency, and you'll always hear from God. And his frequency is in the word of God, and when people are preaching and teaching the word of God. Now, this is where we left off here in Acts, and that is Peter preaching the word is what convicts people. Likewise, for you and I, when you and I preach the word today, is what the Holy Spirit uses to convict people. He doesn't use our words. He uses his words. It's the word of God is what cuts like a knife. Not my words, his words. That's why we always have to preach the word of God. Remember, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. See, it's the power is in the word. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is alive. The power resides in the word. And Peter knew this, at least after he had the Holy Spirit, he knew it. After he had the Holy Spirit, you see Peter preaching and you see Peter quoting from the Old Testament. I foresaw the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand that I might not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You see, he's quoting Psalm 16. Once the man's filled with the Holy Spirit, now he's preaching and including the Old Testament in his quotations, as Paul does, as the gospel writers do after the fact when they're believers and saved, like Matthew and Matthew's gospel. And the Lord found him there in his tax collector's booth, but it was after what we just read and the Holy Spirit fell on these 120 in the upper room. Now these guys are quoting the Old Testament where they go. They're quoting the word. Why? Because the power is in the word of God. Now that's where we left off. Long story short, I love the idea of WGOD Radio because I want to tune into God's frequency today, and we're doing that through his word. That's where he speaks. Let's go now and hear what God has to say to us today. We left off here speaking of baptism here. Peter's message, it says it cut them to the heart, Acts 2:37. Now, having heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brothers, what shall we do?" Notice that. Notice that when the word of God penetrates, automatically it brings conviction. It's the word of God that brings conviction. That is why, now don't get mad at me for saying this, this is why I'm personally against some of these people you see on Christian stations here on TV who have this particular technique of trying to lead people to Christ, and they cut them down with their own words. Well, you know, have you ever robbed? You ever cheat? You ever stolen? Well, I guess you're just a no good, rotten, dirty, rotten scoundrel. Now, do you want to receive Christ? Now, that's not the word of God convicting. That's you convicting someone when you say that kind of stuff to someone. But when you read to someone, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," the Bible promises there's power in those words. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible promises there's power in those words. Not me telling you you're a dirty, good-for-nothing, low-down. There's no power in that. That's me convicting you. No different than anyone else off the street. God promises the Holy Spirit will convict people and lead them to repentance and salvation through one way: the preaching of the cross, the message of Christ, the word of God. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us who are saved," or to us who are being saved, that's a present active participle, "to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." The power of God is in the word of God. Let the word of God convict people of sin, not yours or my words. So, having heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So that's Peter's command to them. Repent. Repent is the Greek word metanoia. It means to change your mind. It means you don't just say, "Well, I'm sorry," and keep going in the same direction. Change your mind, to use a military term, is about face. It's confessing your sins. Homo legeo. Speak the same thing. That is the same thing that God already knows. You're agreeing with God over your sin. You're repenting of them. You're leaving them there. You're turning from them and going in the other direction. And then Almighty God will come like a sacrifice, we see in the Old Testament, and the fire of God will come and consume and obliterate your sins and smash them to smithereens. And it's the only thing he promises that he has amnesia with. You know what that is? Your sins. Once they're confessed, repented of, and turned from, and walked away from, when you're not looking, you see, the fire of God falls and obliterates your sins, and they're no more. And he doesn't remember them anymore. You see, it's the death of Jesus Christ was not meaningless. It's not light in value. It's all powerful. The death of Jesus Christ. It's not willy-nilly. There's a specific reason for this. It's incomparable power. The death, burial, and resurrection, and the shed blood of our Savior and what it does. Maybe for those that might be hearing this and you're not a Christian, you already think I'm crazy by the things I'm saying to you, but maybe you've heard people sing about it and people talk about blood. Well, what's the big deal about blood? Well, you see, it's the shedding of blood. Well, it says all the way back in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, that the blood is the life. If you go back to the second book of the Bible, Exodus, when God instructed the Jews to slay a lamb and to take the blood and put it on the outside of their door, and then when the death angel passed by, it would skip their houses. You see, there's power in the blood, and the blood is the life. And God requires blood for sins that have been committed, because he is a holy God, and he requires the shedding of blood. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. When they sinned, it says God clothed them with animal skins. You see, somebody had to die. Also, the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness or there's no remission of sin. Might sound bloody to you. Well, it is bloody, but something has to happen to your sins. Someone has to pay the price. The good news is someone already has, and his name is Jesus, died on the cross, shed his blood. Now, why is his blood different than mine? Because I'm a sinner and he wasn't. He was born of a virgin. He was born from above. He was born with a different nature than Paul Esposito. He was born with a different nature than his ancestor, King David, who said in Psalm 51, "In sin my mother conceived me." Not so with Jesus. He was perfect. He lived a sinless life, and his blood was shed on the cross for the sins of mankind, and God accepted his sacrifice, and it's by the power of the blood that we're cleansed from sin and washed from sin. That's what the blood is, and that's why the blood, because it's the blood that makes atonement for your sin. It's the shedding of the perfect sacrifice that makes atonement at one atonement. It's the blood that unites you and God back again. The blood. It's the blood that unites you and God back again. When the Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting or not imputing their trespasses against them, it's because of the blood. I certainly need more than 3 minutes to talk about that. So again, now Peter says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. That's where we're going to have to pick it up right there in our study tomorrow. I think of the scripture where Jesus says that many are called, but few are chosen. Sometimes it's hard to understand that. And I love to use the analogy of a cell phone. You know, when someone calls you, I think I said this last week here on one of my programs, and that is, it's like God calling you on your cell phone. I've got an iPhone here. And what are the different things you could do if God was to call you on your cell phone? Say you've got his number stored on your phone, and you hear it ringing, and you look down, and you say, God's calling. What do you do? What can you do? There's lots of things you can do. You could refuse to answer. You could refuse the call. You could send it to voicemail. You could respond by text. Look, I'm busy right now, and when I'm free, I'll call you back. You see, God's got to call you for you to believe. As many as were appointed to eternal life, believe. But we're out of time. That's where we're going to have to pick it up. We'll pick it up right there tomorrow here in Acts chapter 2, verse 39. The promise is for as many people as God will call. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.